Hey everybody, welcome back to the channel. So today I'm just going to talk to you a little bit about professional audio setups, what you need, what I use, and what the best way is to make use of this equipment. Do you need the big fancy stuff, or can you get by with the basic USB microphone and DAW? What a lot of people don't realize when they're first getting into professional quality audio for their podcasts or their YouTube channels is they seem to think that you need to spend exorbitant amounts of money to get the latest and best equipment. Bearing in mind, most of the people listening to your channel or to your voice, to your podcast or whatever the case may be, might not be audio connoisseurs. Some may be, some may not be. Is it necessary to get good audio? Yes, 100%, because if your audio sounds bad, people don't want to listen to you for extended periods of time. I enjoy watching gaming streaming, and the thing that annoys me the most is the really poor audio quality that a lot of the guys use when they're streaming, using very poor quality microphones and such. If I'm game streaming, I find also I don't have time now to fine-tune stuff. I just want to get the audio attached to the video and get it out there for everybody to enjoy. But in the same token, you're actually doing yourself an injustice by doing that. It's better to take a bit more time, record the audio properly, edit the audio properly, attach it to your video and upload it. A few extra steps, a little bit of time away from your Warzone battle, and you'll have great sounding audio. So, just to get into the episode, I'm going to give you a bit of a rundown of the equipment that I'm using. I have two USB microphones that I switch between, depending on what it is I'm recording audio-wise. I also have a studio quality XLR microphone, which can either go into my desk or into my one of two audio interfaces that I make use of. I have two USB interfaces. Both of them can do XLR with 48 volts phantom power. I also have a mixing desk with three XLR inputs with 48 volts phantom power. So there's a lot of options that I have available, but you don't necessarily need all of this stuff. You can get by, like this audio right now is being recorded on a 1000 Rand USB microphone. And the audio quality is pretty decent, to say the least. I may not be the best at editing or processing audio, but the audio quality is decent enough for me to put out there for people to enjoy. I'm hoping it doesn't sound too bad. Now, what would you need if you wanted to first get involved in decent quality audio? I'd say the first investment would either be a USB microphone, a decent one, something like a Samson. Alternatively, you can also look at an XLR microphone with a cheap audio interface. Now, if you're in South Africa, there's a brand called Dixon from Cash Crusaders. I know it's not the best brand out there, but I can tell you that the audio interface does power a microphone quite well, and it does not sound too bad at all. It's not my primary, I use it more as a sound card for my gaming, but it does the job. I also have another much higher quality audio interface, which I use more often for instrument recording and for very high quality audio. On my side, I also have a MIDI interface, MIDI keyboard, etc., but you don't need all of those things. That's more if you're getting into music production and high-level audio stuff. I use studio monitors, but you can get by with a good set of headphones. Again, you don't need to have the best of everything. I use pop filters because I talk quite close to the microphone, and this can create a bit of a problem with the popping noises. But again, if you use the correct microphone setup and placement, you can actually get away with not using them at all. So again, you don't need the latest and the best. Lastly, I just want to say the biggest thing and the biggest challenge with getting great quality audio is just spending a little bit of extra time recording that audio, processing that audio, and applying filters to it if need be to get it to sound decent. Well, that's enough waffling for me today. How about you guys send me a mail or whatever? I will post a link to my mail where you guys can tell me what your audio setups are, and we can see where I can maybe improve on my audio. Again, I use mine for my YouTube channels, for my videos, and I use it for this podcast. And this podcast is still very new. It's growing. I'm still learning my way around the podcasting thing, but hopefully I'm getting there. Thanks for listening, guys, and until next time, have a great one.